Jacka News, you need to know. Now.
Johannesburg bereik 'n maksimum van 20 vanmiddag, Pretoria 22, Rustenburg 26. Ons begin in New York waar president Cyril Ramaphosa gister met die Suid-Afrikaans gebore Amerikaanse entrepreneur Elon Musk ontmoet het. Die president is in Amerika om die VN se algemene vergadering by te woon wat hy na verwagting vandag sal toespreek. Die ontmoeting met Musk is agter geslote deure gehou met die media wat toegang verbied is. Ramaphosa het later sy interaksie met Musk as positief beskryf met verdere besprekings met die eienaar van die sosiale media platform X wat waarskynlik in die toekoms sal plaasvind. Nou na Johannesburg waar verskeie paaie vandag gesluit is vir die Run Your City 10 km wedloop.
The four road closures will be implemented on the M1 South at Empire Road, the M2 East and M1 North split from Goldgrove City, the M2 East and M1 North split from Crown Mines, the M1 South and Jan Smuts off-ramp, the M1 North and Smith Street off-ramp, the M1 North and M2 split from Goldgrove City, the M1 North and M2 split from Main Reef Road, Heidelberg and Harrow Road.
Woordvoerder vir die Johannesburgse Metropolisie, Olani Fisha, vra motoriste om alternatiewe roetes te gebruik om deelnemers en toeskouers se veiligheid te verseker. Daar is meer as 3000 onopgeëiste lyke in staatslykhuise reg oor die land, met byna die helfte daarvan in KwaZulu-Natal alleen. Die departement van gesondheid sê die hoë syfer is te wyte aan verskeie faktore, insluitend beperkte begraafplekke en vertragings in DNS-monsterneming. Masachaba Sefularo doen verslag.
Earlier this month, the Northwest Health Department began the process of ensuring the mass burial of more than 80 unclaimed bodies that were kept in the Brits mortuary, some for over a year, after workers flagged occupational health and safety concerns. While the health department has committed to establishing a task team to manage the unclaimed bodies, concerns have been raised about the implications on public health and safety. It said plans were underway to speed up DNA testing through collaboration with police and improved resource allocation. Masachaba Sifularo for Jacka and FM News.
In internasionale nuus moes 'n vlug na Spanje na Denemarke herlei word nadat 'n vrou 'n muis in haar kos gevind het. Scandinavian Airlines sê volgens protokol en prosedures moes die vliegtuig herlei word vir 'n inspeksie en ontsmetting en om passasiers na 'n ander vliegtuig oor te plaas. Volgens 'n passasier op die vlug was mense kalm en glad nie gestres nie. Hy het egter erken hy het sy sokkies oor sy broekspype getrek sodat die muis nie teen sy been kon opkruip nie. Ek's Martine van der Walt Elers. Our top story this hour, President Cyril Ramaphosa, who is set to address the UN's General Assembly late today, has met with SA-born entrepreneur Elon Musk.
Ooh, I'm looking forward to seeing that interview up at Twitter. Oh, sorry, on the X. Yay! Seeing as you got 50 seconds in hand, just wanted to bring hold on somebody who was a real shero with the N3 closure through Van Rienens. You might have seen the story on Facebook. Her name is Miriam. She's from the trucking company Nyasa Logistics. She was the one who said, I'm in the big pink truck, come on through. You got kids, bring them through.
Amazing.
We've got hot water, we got coffee, we've got some cornflakes, we've got stuff. You are a superhero, lady. You are a superhero. Miriam and the Nyasa Logics team and everybody who got involved to help those people stranded up on the N3 at Van Rienens. Yeah, all right. What are we doing? We're enjoying the weather.
Jacaranda FM in the sunshine. Playing more you love like this.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed. Put on my best suit, got in my car, raced like a jet, all the way to you. Knocked on your door with heart in my head, to ask you a question, cause I know that you're an old-fashioned man. Can I have your daughter for the rest of my life? Say yes, cause I need to know. You say I'll never get your blessing till